Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
She's made comments about how Matt will call you and call you rubber ducky.
That's what, well, both my girls say the same thing.
It's, his funny. It's his call sign.
You go, this guy's like, sup, babe, rubber ducky. It's pretty awesome.
In for rubber ducky, over and out.
So what do you call Matt, babe? I don't know, you guys listen very carefully, don't you?
Yeah, they pick up everything.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
I sometimes I never know, you're just going to jump in.
I'm just like waiting for the conversation to just like take us there. And then, you know, I just jump in. I'm like, hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Midwest Married. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe, especially on YouTube. Thank you.
I know we're so close to 6,000 listeners.
We are. We're growing, people. Close. Let's go.
5,980,000.
Well, 20 away.
Yeah, there we go. And for That'd those cool. of you that don't know, this is our good friend Ryan.
Hello again.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Amy.
And tonight, we're going to talk about something that most of you probably are familiar with. And I know that you two are as well. Shitty roommates.
So tonight's just about having fun and having a few laughs, huh?
Yeah, we're going to tone it down a little bit. Not so serious. Last week we had puberty.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. I thought there were a lot of funny parts talking about puberty. It's awkward.
There were a lot of funny parts, actually.
It's honest. It's truthful. I thought it was funny.
That was good. Listen to it if you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our experience with roommates is the first time that we moved out and moved in together, we were with roommates, minimum, usually three roommates, if not more at a time, right?
Right.
What about college?
All throughout college.
Okay.
So
we were never in the dorms.
We were
That was my question, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
And were you in the dorms?
I was in the dorms. So I went to a college in the same town as my hometown. And I was like, I don't want to live at home. Mm-hmm. And I actually chose, or my buddy and I were like, hey, let's room together because I don't want to have an awful first year of college.
You got to pick your dorm roommate?
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't like a really common thing. I thought they just like assign people.
I think they suggest you don't, so you have the real experience and you meet somebody right. new, and if you don't like them then you go through that adversity.
And you were like heck no. with that real experience. Nope. Nope. You were like, no,
from growing up with, we played basketball together and stuff, and I was like, hey, you going to this class or what, you going to this college? It's like, oh yeah, me too, hey, let's do them together. Done. We both have the same mindset, like we just want to have fun.
Perfect.
First year, we know what we're getting into, so yeah.
Okay. But, and then from college, then I know that you had moved out at some point out of the dorms.
Yeah. Yep. So college, freshman year was in the dorms. And that was a good year. Sophomore, junior year, I moved into an apartment with, again, my cousin, who we get along great. I didn't want to, you know, choose a roommate I knew or I might not get along with. And then senior year was the really fun year where I was like, just one year, I want to live in a house, in a shitty old house with a group of guys.
Yeah.
So we had six guys living in this crappy house, a lot of partying, you know, senior year of college, that whole mm-hmm. thing. It was, I'm sure we'll get into it later, but yeah, that was fun. So my experience has been choosing people I know that I know I'm going to have a good experience with. So I don't have a risk having a crappy year.
We're going to probably dive into it, but you kind of inherited a roommate during the, that senior year of college.
It's a good way to put it.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Coworker. / became a roommate, but not really.
Who? What are you talking about?
Talking about Jared.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Who's Jared?
That's good.
I don't know who Jared is.
Oh, my goodness.
I have never heard of a Jared ever in my life.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Now or later?
are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
Let's, who's Jared?
So,
it's Jared. Jared.
That's what he looks like? So he sounds like?
A little bit.
He's just grumpy old man. Just
one
man.
Of those dudes. That's one what of those.
That's what you look like. You look like a grumpy old man with a great, perpetual frown.
Great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's okay. Watching.
Hi, Jared.
We love Jared.
I have no idea who Jared is.
I forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget about it. It
how did you inherit in Jared?
Background is that we, Ryan and I worked at the mall, and Jared was another individual that worked in the same store as Ryan.
There's a hair on the microphone that was driving me crazy. I had to get it.
Okay. Jared is one of those guys that if you're like one-on-one with him, mm-hmm. he's cool.
Yep.
You feel like he's a very, he's from Kansas City, just very genuine, authentic dude. And then he gets around other people and he's somebody he's not. And he just becomes a big tool. And all of a sudden he's started like slicking up his hair and wearing tight suspenders. And remember on MTV where that Bible show came out of how to pick up women?
What? No.
You guys remember that? Anybody remember that? And it's probably,
I don't remember the name, but
ten years ago.
I don't know. I could never afford cable. He's one of the dudes
that put that into practice, and he'd just go up and just hit on girls with this Bible of what you should do and what Kino is. Kino is like if you make contact, that's the first step of affection.
He was like going to Barnes & Noble and getting books about how to like pick up women.
Yeah. Like, was he successful? The 227
rules.
Not to my knowledge.
That was not good advice, huh?
No, it was one of those. Actually, no, I think he was. And I'm the guy sitting there like, are you serious? This is working? And the girls are just eating it up. And
you were disappointed in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was very nice. And I think he thought we were better friends than we really were. Mm-hmm. So we worked in the same shoe store selling shoes. Mm-hmm. And he was dating this girl also from Kansas City. I think they moved to town together. Mm-hmm. And he'd just like knock, 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 show up at our college house. And I'd be like, oh, hey, Jared, you're just gonna hang out. I'm going to work, but I guess you can stay here. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go downstairs and play Call of Duty. It's like, is anybody home? I was like, I think two people are home. I'll see you later. It's like 4 p.m. or like into 9 to a 10 shift. I come back and my cousin's like, dude, Jared's still downstairs. It's like, what are you doing? He's doing his laundry and playing Call of Duty still. So I go downstairs.
He's got his headset laundry.
On. He's sitting up there like, I hear the dryer tumbling. I was like, what is going on? You've been in our house this whole time. I've been at work by yourself playing my Call of Duty using our washer and dryer that we have to pay for.
Was he like living with his parents? Or why did he come to your house to do all that?
I think these two that were dating were eventually starting to split up. So she'd be like upstairs hanging out. Maybe
but still at your house.
Yeah,
talking. She to didn't live there.
Two, no, no.
Okay.
They both, yeah. I think she had a thing.
And this happened frequently, right?
A lot. And I should have, I'm sure with many of these stories, like, that would have been a good story. Am I the asshole? Should I have said something?
Yeah.
Well, and nobody said anything. There's six guys in the house. Be like, dude, you got to tell Jared to go. I was like, I don't know. I don't like
you work with the guy. What are you going to do? Make it awkward at work? Nah.
So that's fine. Did he ever spend the night?
No, he just stayed for like 10 hours.
Come during the day and hang out.
Use our Call of Duty, use our washer and dryer. And then those two would leave. And she was trying to like kind of separate from him. So she'd hang upstairs all the time and talk with us or hang out. Even though we're all upstairs, he'd be downstairs playing Call of Duty.
Kind of bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Huh. Neat.
Weird.
All right. Well, do you have a story? I'm excited.
So I can see more of your face.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Goose pimples.
Stop it.
All right.
Who's heard of goose pimples before? Okay. I want to see it in the comments. Anybody?
Like goosebumps?
Yes. It's goosebumps. Well, although Google does say that it is a thing.
It's from a movie. So if anybody in the comments can guess, I'm getting goose pimples. What movie that's from?
What on earth?
Maybe you get a prize. Somebody in the comments.
Go ahead, Amy. What were you going to tell us?
I don't know. I was just hoping for a story. I'm here to be entertained. I want to hear about some shitty roommates.
Start. All right.
Oh, here we go. Am I the asshole for poisoning my roommate after he kept stealing my food?
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Probably. I don't know. In what way? Arsenic?
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I guess we'll find out. Here we go.
So I, female, 25, live with my roommate, male, 27. I originally lived alone, but due to some financial difficulties, I invited him to live with me. Well, to be specific, one of my friends told me about him when I told everyone I was searching for a roommate. He was fine at first. He didn't smoke. He didn't do drugs. So I let him live with me. He pays half of the rent and half the utilities. But we've had some serious issues lately. I work full-time, late into the night. So I cook for myself before leaving for work. It was all good for a few months until recently, whenever I came home, I noticed that my food was missing. I'd ask him about it and he would deny it over and over again, every single time. I even started to label everything that I made with my name, but my food still keeps disappearing, which pisses me off. Now, for some additional context, I'm not even a huge fan of nuts. I don't crave them. I don't eat them much at all. But my roommate is severely allergic. He told me when he came to live with me that he cannot consume anything with nuts. So I've avoided nuts throughout the house, and I've never brought them into our shared space for the sake of his allergy. But after weeks of my food going missing and him always denying it, I snapped. The thing is, literally no one else lives here other than me and him. And he doesn't really have a lot of friends that I don't know of since he joined my friend group after moving here. I know for a fact that he doesn't have anyone staying over. So it was him. I know it. Plus, I even caught him eating my food a few times now. So that just shows me he's a sly pig. I remember preparing some cooked ribs for myself to reheat after I returned to work. They were gone. He ate them. I sent him a message telling him not to eat it with a picture of the container. However, it was gone when I got home. What the fuck? At this point, I was so pissed, I decided I'm going to mess with him. I went out of my way to buy almond powder, and I put it in my trap meal of mac and cheese.
Oh.
I assume that trap is like a Tupperware, right?
Okay.
I gave this guy a chance to spare his life. I told him, do not eat it. I even made sure to tell him, hey, the mac and cheese in the fridge is mine. Don't touch it. I even sent him a text message with a picture of it as well. I was being extra clear. And just to make sure everything went according to plan, I secretly set up a camera in the kitchen.
Oh.
Later that night, I came back and saw that he'd eaten the entire batch. That pig was so fucking inconsiderate that he just left the reheated container on the table. I decided to take the camera with me and decided to head out to the bar. If he hadn't eaten my mac and cheese, I would have stayed home and binged it and watched Netflix. So I might as well enjoy myself while he struggles with his allergy. So, as expected, a few hours later, I found out he was in the hospital with an allergic reaction. His mom used his phone to call me, being furious. She was screaming at me, accusing me of being a monster and poisoning her son by feeding him nuts. I told her that the food wasn't meant for him, and I sent her proof. I told her to read the text messages I sent him, which showed the container was mine, and a reminder that he shouldn't eat it. However, mom is still berating me for being careless, asking why I would have something that he can't eat in the house. I responded and told him not to eat the mac and cheese. It was labeled.
Yeah.
I got pissed off again and screamed into the phone that if he can't respect that and he keeps taking my food, then I don't know what else to do. I told her that I've been very clear about this for months, and now I've taught him a damn good lesson. Am I the asshole, or am I justified in teaching him this lesson about respecting other people's food?
Oh,
Ryan,
I'm gonna say I understand his point of view, but I think he is the asshole. because you die. You know what
the reaction is. That's like life-threatening. How would you feel if literally you killed your roommate?
Oh.
Death by peanuts.
I understand his frustrations.
Didn't even stay to make sure he was okay. Yeah. He's like, just beast, like, I'm going to the bar.
What's
going to
happen?
He might die. I don't know. Let's go get a beer.
You know, I thought I'd just start us off with a little murder.
Not even, oh gosh, like not even, I could get behind the like setting up the camera. Everything. And so you can like then have like bring it to his attention. Be like, look, you're cut. This right. is you.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't pull the Shaggy. You that know, wasn't it wasn't me.
Yeah,
it
wasn't me.
It's him. Yeah. Oh. So, like, you could have done that without putting nuts in the food.
I would have put it on video camera and sprayed Pam all over the floor with the mac and cheese sitting right there, all steamy.
Oh, but he slips. Also attempted murder.
That was true. It's true.
Bangs his head. Yeah, it's also true. Cracks his head open, bleeds out. At least subarachnoid hemorrhage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so maybe not that. I talked you off the ledge for that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think he's the asshole.
What about if you just made it taste bad? Right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, that'd be great. Not like, don't adulterate, like maybe put too much salt in it or something. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, I honestly, there might be some legal ramifications to this. What if he had actually died? I think that is potentially like attempted murder or manslaughter, maybe. Unintentional murder.
Right.
But not really, though, because
knowing
if you just...
Knowing that somebody has an allergy, knowing they're stealing your food, and then you go out of your way to purposely inflict harm to them, an allergy, you're going to inflict a food
without
allergy...
Without telling them.
Without telling them. I think she'd be going to jail, honestly.
Sound like a
I don't know. I need a lawyer.
I was going to say, you sound like a lawyer. Pretty good.
No, I got it. It's
but they have to prove intent, though. I mean, I guess they posted it on Reddit. So
unintentional murder.
Well, because people, I'm sure, neglect. Unintentionally have things that are like contaminated with nuts. Like you could get it from a restaurant. You could, you know, I think like the point here is that it was intentional, right?
Correct.
Accidentally, that could happen.
Yeah.
At any time. That's why people need to have their EpiPens. Because it could happen. Yeah.
Be like, okay, I'm going to pull this funny prank and...
You want to cause discomfort.
Yeah.
Not. Right. And then, I wasn't thinking of like...
Unfortunately, it caused their death, which means you're liable. You're negligent.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing.
But right, intent.
Yeah. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Manslaughter.
In that case, though, he's not thinking ahead of that. I'm not defending him at
all. Because this person is, what, 25? I think it's a she, right?
It is.
Yeah. She's 25
female and
he's
27 male.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking back to when we had roommates. I mean, this shit would happen all the time. Food would go missing or...
We had different shelves. This shelf was mine. This shelf was yours. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But generally, if I took something from one of the other roommates, I'd always try to replace it. Or I'd at least ask them, hey, I'm going to eat your mac and cheese.
Right. That I don't really think that became a problem for us in our very many roommates.
Same here.
That was okay. Everybody respected the labels. Yeah.
Maybe that was his way of flirting with her. I don't know.
Eating her food?
Yeah. And it causes a little conflict and he's like, yeah.
He's reading the wrong girl Bible or whatever you were saying. Yep. That's not good advice. Don't do that.
So there is an edit. The mother is still furious and wants OP to pay for his medical bills because he can't afford bills right now.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
So I do feel kind of guilty about that. A lot of people are calling me a psycho and are also mentioning that I could get into some legal issues with this.
Oh, see, you called it.
Yep.
However, I made him sign a roommate agreement when we decided to live together, where I specified that food is something we will not share.
I wonder if that would hold up or not. Yeah. In the agreement, did he have her say that she won't bring any nuts into the house? I don't know.
Nope. That doesn't say anything.
Well, what's the top comment? What's the overall vote? Do people think that she's the asshole, it sounds?
Top comment is, a better approach would have been to say, all your food has almond powder in it, so don't eat it.
Right. I mean, I kind of did think about that. Like, what if she Easy told enough. Him, hey, I need more protein in my diet. All of my food, I'm putting that on. I was also, though, wondering, like, if you're doing that, does it get in the air and they breathe it in? Could they also have?
I don't know.
That also could be a problem.
Yeah.
But then at least they talked about it. And right. He would know, yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a top comment. You should have just
attempted
told him.
Murder.
Oh, somebody else said.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, the internet's doing internet things, and I don't think I can read it, but heck, you could even say something like, you're a cocksucking thief who keeps stealing my food. From now on, I'm going to sprinkle almond flour on all your food, and if you eat it, you're going to be dead. And I won't be the one responsible for your throat closing up on you. And if I'm home and you're unalived on the floor, I'm going to take your PS5 and kick you in the nuts.
Well, that's kind of strong language and how you get rid of your roommate, I think.
Yeah. Right. Plus, he's telling the person that, you know, it's probably a better approach than...
Now, lots of good people suck cock. Don't lump us all in with him. Can I put that on the internet?
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I don't think I can.
We talked about penises and vaginas in the last episode.
Well, that's fine.
Context, people.
Cock.
All right, people. Moving on. What do you guys think? Good one? Good one to open it up with?
That's a good one.
Attempted murder. Always good.
Always good.
We're going to lighten it up a little bit. Get a little...
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to let my roommate's boyfriend use my shower? So I, 24, female, share an apartment with my roommate, Sarah, 25, female. We generally get along just fine, but she has a boyfriend, Jake, 26, male, who is always over. Like, at this point, he should probably just live with us. He's here more than I am. Jared!
Yep.
Or kind of like a Matt way back in the day. You kind of snuck your way in there, too, where it was really me sharing the apartment with the girls.
Called
and then
out.
You were just like there so often that we decided, you know, it's only fair. Like, I think it was when we renewed our lease. They were like, Matt's over here all the time, like sleeping over here all the time. You know, maybe we need to renegotiate some terms here. Because that's also a question. Like, if you have three bedrooms, but like a couple is sharing a bedroom and then you have two single people sharing a bedroom, how do you divvy up the rent, right?
Yeah, I really just slept there.
No, you were there all the time.
I never had a closet. That was my.
You had a roof over your head.
I never had a closet. I could have went home.
But you didn't.
But you
didn't. And you didn't want me to.
Oh.
But you didn't.
Anyways, so the issue with Jake.
Back to the story.
Is that he refuses to shower at his own place. I don't know why. He claims that his water pressure is bad, but I think he just really likes my shower because we have those, you know, fancy shower heads, the rain shower heads.
Ooh. Nice.
Either way, every time he stays over, he uses my bathroom instead of his girlfriend's bathroom.
What?
That's odd.
His girlfriend has her own bathroom and he's using the roommate's shower?
It's the shower head.
Yeah.
It's got to be good.
No. Okay, keep going.
Continue.
At first, I let it slide, but then I started to notice some things. My shampoo running out suspiciously fast. My towels being damp when I haven't even used them.
No.
And worst of all, the man was using my expensive eucalyptus body wash.
Oh.
Ah!
This is
how
awesome.
Could he? I splurge on that shit. He smells amazing. But at my expense.
This is good.
So last week, I finally put my foot down and told Sarah, hey, Jake needs to use your shower from now on.
Uh-huh.
She got weirdly defensive, saying he just feels more comfortable in yours. I said, great. He can feel comfortable at his own apartment then. She got mad and said I was being dramatic over just a shower. Jake is now sulking around. Sarah is annoyed, and I'm wondering, am I the asshole for not wanting my roommate's boyfriend to treat my bathroom like the luxury spa?
No, absolutely not. However, you could start charging him, like, hey,
yeah,
You got, this is like $5 a shower or something. If you want to use this beautiful rain shower, he's, you know, really, you better make some bank then.
He's really sulking around.
Yeah, oh, like, come on. How do they feel entitled to use her shower?
Yeah. And she, and the girlfriend's backing him up. That's weird. That is just weird. Unless the shower head is amazing. I'm a water pressure dude. I love a good water pressure in a shower. But I won't go to that extreme. That's just weird.
Using her soap. Yeah, her towel. Yeah. Fancy eucalyptus body wash.
Hopefully he's not using like an ass rag or something in there like the last of one of the previous episodes.
You never know. And then the more people that are using the shower, the dirtier it becomes. Like you have to clean it more often. Yeah. Yeah. Not okay.
No. Nope.
Weird.
The towel thing, if I came home and wanted a shower and the towel is wet and damp from you taking a shower, I'd be like, couldn't you just have replaced it with a new one or hung it back up, put it in the washer, the dirty laundry?
Well, I'm sure it's also just her towel. So he's making more laundry for her to do. And he is not her boyfriend.
And he's not paying anything, right?
No.
It's the girlfriend not, is.
Yes.
He just thought he was tight with OP. Yeah. Thought he had a tighter relationship. That's why he's sulking around. He got scolded.
Yeah.
But for the record, scolded. Eucalyptus is the shit. All right. I'd be stealing that stuff too.
You do like it. Like the soap and the foam soap and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great smell.
Anybody that takes a sauna, the eucalyptus oil over the rocks. So good.
But yeah, definitely not the asshole.
Okay.
At all.
Not at all. I cannot believe how they feel entitled to using her shower.
Product, wasting the product.
All right. What do the people say? Does anybody think she's the asshole?
I'm just trying to think if we had any like similar situations.
I bet Jared did.
Jared.
Fucking Jared.
I bet he did.
You know, top comment, pretty reasonable. At this point, I'm going to be speaking to the landlord about how much time he's here and the fact my very reasonable boundary is being disregarded. OP responded to this and said, I already talked to the landlord a couple times, but he always just says, I'll talk to your roommate about it, and then nothing.
Yeah, I mean, what's the landlord going to figure it out?
Yeah, you're an adult.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the landlord going to do? That right. seems like a personal thing. Maybe I'm wrong. No, maybe I also don't know like landlord laws or something, but is it really their responsibility to be like, you got to talk to your boyfriend about the shower situation?
Yeah. As a landlord, that would just be weird. Like, you want me to go talk to your roommate's boyfriend to say he can't?
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
What if the landlord is the one selecting the roommates? Like, they're renting it out on a room-by-room basis where OP doesn't really even know Sarah all that well. They never said they were friends, just said roommate.
Weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Eh? Does that happen often?
I know it happens.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I just assume they're friends. Yeah. Good friends.
Well, what else do they say?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I mean, we never had fancy shower heads.
No,
so.
We didn't. No. We were not that fancy.
Key locks on interior doors are a very bad idea in case of a fire. Edit. Guys, key locks are not the same as push button locks. Where did this come from? One up.
Are they suggesting that you just lock your bathroom?
Doors need good locks. Yes, most bathrooms have the latter. Key locks can get stuck. That's why push button is where it's at. You just use the pen and...
That's weird too, though.
But like, you can unlock it from the inside if you're in there, right? Like you wouldn't... You'd lock it if you were not in the bathroom.
Like to get in your house, right?
And if no one was in there to keep them out, right? Like with a key, you just lock it. Nobody's in there. No problems. And then if you're in the bathroom, like on the other side, you don't need a key. Like you, it's just a little dial thing. So I don't understand how that's a hazard.
Well, even just having to lock your own bathroom door when you're not there is a problem.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
When you go into Menards, you got to go buy a lock. You're like, oh, I got to buy a lock. from my own bathroom.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounded like they griped about it, though, but they didn't say that they weren't going to follow her boundary. Like, he was sulking about it. Oh, bummer. I can't use a shower anymore.
Well, here's what you could do. Just keep the empty bottles of the good stuff. Buy the cheapest replacements you can find. Buy Foggy Mountain Pure Skunk Essence.
There you go.
Mix and refill the empty bottles with the cheap stuff and the skunk essence and keep the real stuff somewhere where they can't find it. Or just fill the bottle with Nair.
Yeah.
Now we're getting petty. I mean, as long as he doesn't have anaphylaxis to Ode to Skunk, I suppose you're fine.
If somebody put Nair,
that would be bad.
I would murder somebody, even if I was in the wrong.
Well, stay in your own bathroom.
Let Jake take over your lease and you can move out.
There you go.
You're not the asshole. You're not the asshole.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Overall vote, not the asshole.
Overall vote, not the asshole. All right. We're going to end on a high note, which is not this story, but the next one.
Okay. So,
two more. Here we go. Am I the asshole for hiding a couch from my roommate that's trying to sell it? I live in a house with four roommates, and about a year ago, roommate A got a really nice sectional couch for free from her work. It ended up, you know, it was worth about $7,000.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And we were all super grateful. We had to rent a U-Haul in order to move it, which roommate Nate ended up paying for and driving around and coordinating. But myself and roommate A helped physically move the couch while Nate, in order to cover the cost of the U-Haul, pitched in $200. Roommate Nate sold our old couch. Once we all moved out, we'd sell the nice couch and we'd just split the profits amongst each other. Now, Nate is moving out before the rest of us and is planning on taking / selling the couch. I only found out because I saw it listed on Facebook for over $2,000 and they didn't tell us their plan. Nate is claiming now that the couch is theirs because they paid for the U-Haul. And apparently, the old couch only sold for $55, which didn't cover the cost. They didn't ask to be reimbursed a year ago and is refusing to let us pay him back $150 or even $200 now. Nate's digging in his heels so hard and hellbent on taking the couch. So, am I the asshole for planning on moving the couch today with roommate A into storage while they're away until they move out and leaving them $200 in cash instead?
Wait a minute. Who won the couch? Nate did?
Nate
won the couch.
No.
Someone else won the couch.
Roommate A got the couch. It's their $7,000 couch that they were gifted.
A won the couch.
Yeah.
Nate got the U-Haul. Which was how much?
Okay.
$200.
And the original agreement was that they were going to split it at the very end.
Yep.
Okay. A, I kind of think that that's a dumb agreement. I think whoever won the couch, that's whose couch it is.
It's too much.
Yeah.
too much logistics.
If they all owned this other little couch that they sold, they should have like divvied up the money. They should have divvied up the U-Haul to get and be able to use the fancy couch, in my opinion. So if Nate did not win that couch, it's not Nate's. So I don't think you're the asshole because it's not his. What he owns is the rental process.
Yeah. I mean, I think about the same situation. I lived in a house with six guys and I didn't win it, but I still had like a nice lazy boy recliner that I brought in. Maybe something else too. I'm like, I mean, that's mine. I'm bringing it in. And I inherited it from, I guess, my parents' old chair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
like now it's community property and when you sell it,
everybody needs to split it. When we're all moving out, like I'll take the chair. I'll deal with the chair.
Right.
Nobody's taking it and selling it. Like, my God.
Yeah. I think that's just such a bizarre mentality.
Yeah.
It's theft. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nate is an idiot.
Yeah.
For even thinking he has rights to it. And I...
Because of the U-Haul?
Yeah.
Is that like the main reason?
Yeah.
Because he paid for the U-Haul.
$200. Yeah. And then he sold the old couch, which was that even Nate's couch? I don't know. It's beyond me. And I can't think of it really anything that we ever dealt with as far as like roommates taking things or stealing things, no. Borrowing things. We never.
Apparently we had some pretty good roommates.
Really ran into that.
Yeah.
It was whoever had a couch or whatever, they brought it in and everybody knew it was their couch when they left.
You know, we had slight disagreements here and there, but it was always more probably personal space and like, who are you bringing into our house? Like random women just rolling in and out of the house when we had our good friend from martial arts was a roommate. And yeah,
that was in the dark ages. It was really good. You know, he was really good for a little while.
Yeah.
For like a year or two. A year? I don't know how many years we lived with him in general. Yeah. He was really good at first. Then, he was really desperate.
Random people were just rolling through and be like, hey, what's up? And she's like, oh, like, yeah, I'm just looking for so-and-so.
Yeah, that.
Like, just going upstairs to have their fun. And then you'd watch them come on downstairs and leave. And you're like, oh, gosh, I live in a...
Our house was, yeah, not like that, but like people would walk in and be like, hey, he's like, oh, I'm just here to see Jeff. I was like, okay. Just don't take anything. But that is weird. I could see how that could be weird though. Like if I brought that chair, like when we first moved in, right? I brought that really comfy chair. People know that, oh, Ryan brought that in. But let's say you have other roommates that are like, oh, this chair is awesome. I'm going to sit here all the time. Like this is my spot. I'm sitting here. Like, when do you have that conversation?
That'd
like,
be weird.
Dude, that's like my chair. Like, yeah. I brought it and I really want to sit there. So don't sit in my chair. Like, do you even want to have that conversation? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, plants that as their territory, you know? Not unintentionally, but like.
No, I get it. Yeah.
It is kind of weird with the communal stuff. I do recall something that you were in the wrong for and you were a bad roommate for.
Ooh.
What?
Yep.
Bullshit.
Don't you remember? Anna inherited pots and pans that had a Teflon coating from her parents. And they were used, but they were pretty, they were in pretty nice condition. They were in nicer condition than when than the pots and pans that we had. And they had asked, they were like, yep, everybody can use these pots and pans, but don't use any metal silverware in them. And Matt didn't strictly abide by that. And then one day they were like, holy crap, these really have gotten beat to hell. And they were real mad.
They know it was you?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't...
I think I threw you under the bus. I was like, well, yeah, I told Matt not to do that, but he chose to anyway. So I think you replaced him.
Yeah, I think I did. And I was happy to do that.
Yeah.
If I ruined him, I obviously was like... trying to be gentle with whatever I was using. I wasn't...
You were like scrambling eggs with a fork.
Ah,
don't do that. It does... Like, you try to be careful, but hey, it really does flick off the Teflon.
For anybody that's out there and has this Teflon worry or, you know, looking for some good Tupperware pans, pots, granite pans and pots, top notch.
Oh, we've liked those ones.
And copper, we tried that for a while, but they lose the stickiness.
Yeah.
You know, at first it's like, wow, nothing sticks to these. And then after like 4 months, it's like everything sticks to these. Granite, top notch. Promise.
At least you didn't deny it like the guy in the first story.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
I owned it.
Wasn't me.
Sorry, Anna. If you need some pots and pans, I'll buy some. But the people are voting, not the asshole. Obviously, A's the one that got it through their work. So possession should actually be A's, not Nate's. Nate shouldn't even be the one that decides when to sell the couch, especially if it's communal.
Yes.
Yes.
I also find it crazy that anyone besides A sees this couch as partly their own, even OP. Why would you split this money? It makes no goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been found through A's work, but it isn't communal property because it was given to A.
Mm-hmm.
If OP moves the couch without A's knowledge, they could get the cops involved. No, that's not what OP is saying there, friend.
So is A also conspiring, though, to move the couch?
Yeah, yeah.
With OP? Well, yeah, it's A's couch. Fine, move it.
Yeah. She's got to have it right.
So part of the last portion that I maybe skipped over here just a little bit was, am I the asshole for planning to move the couch with roommate A into storage?
But yeah. Also, you shouldn't have to go that far. You should just tell Nate, hey, that's theft. It's not yours. And if you sell it, you know, right, then I'll call the police.
Exactly. If you have to get to that point where you have to do that because you're concerned,
right,
he's going to do that, then that's an issue.
And it's, but I mean, I suppose he could just turn around when nobody's there and just take it. So maybe that is the safest bet, to move it into storage until he moves out.
Yeah, it's her couch. Yeah. Whatever.
That's a lot of work. That's a bummer.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah. Then you have to rent another U-Haul.
Right.
Another 200 bucks. I mean, but I suppose in the grand scheme of things, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But if you have to do that, because initially I was like, all right, we'll pay Nate back for his U-Haul and call it good. Yeah. See if he'd agree to that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you're worried that he's really going to steal it, then no, pay for a U-Haul. Ship it out of there. That's a lot of work. That's a bummer. But that would be real shady of Nate to go and sell it behind everybody's back.
Yeah.
And that was 11 days ago with no updates.
Oh. Hmm.
And they have not. They have not.
Not resolved the issue.
Got nothing. No updates. All right. I'm excited. I think Nate's going to burn that house to the ground.
He's going
to
do something.
Find his $200. All right. You guys ready for this one?
All right.
Maybe. All right. Is this the good one? This is like the...
So ending on the high note? You're really setting yourself up here.
I don't know. That's a good one. to be fair, I read the title and I skimmed it. And I should have used ChatGPT to probably condense it. But... Here we are.
Dive into it.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Authentic. My roommate used my vibrator without my knowledge. What do I do?
Throw it away. Throw it away. Get yourself a new vibrator and a new roommate. Boundaries.
How did she find out? I'm so curious.
What? I mean, what if they had an STI?
So many things.
Oh, gosh. Okay, go ahead.
This is where it's going to get good. You ready? I'm sorry for the long one, but I am absolutely dumbfounded. A little bit of backstory. I, 23 female, have been married to my husband, 23 male, for 4 years now.
Ooh, since you're 19.
There we go.
Wow.
Good job. We own our own place.
Awesome.
My high school friend. Let's call her Amy.
That's awesome.
21 female.
No, that's not the name in there.
It is the name.
They do. It's not me, you guys. They literally, that's what it says. All right.
So Amy recently moved in with us about a month ago due to a bad living situation with her family. She has a toddler who is also my godson. She said she would be here for about a month. Amy is not independent at all. She is still living out her immature streak, or turn 21 streak. She doesn't buy her own groceries or laundry detergent or toilet paper or tampons, etc. So she has been using my husband and I's stuff thus far, which in this economy has kind of been affecting us financially.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried to calmly bring it up, but I hate confrontation and I am just a plain old doormat. My husband and I have been arguing a lot lately due to this. Amy is barely home. And
not
she,
me.
No, not you.
Okay, I'm just reiterating that Amy, for the people.
Amy is barely home and she is usually out at the bars, sleeping at with other guys, out with friends, or...
See, STIs.
At her mother's house.
Okay.
Where's the child?
I was just going to ask that.
My husband and I recently noticed that small items were moved around in our room. Our bedroom door has been left open. We always leave it closed for multiple reasons, most of which don't pertain to her specifically. Mainly safety. Like if a fire were to start, you're supposed to keep your doors closed.
Mm-hmm.
Hygiene items are missing out of our own bathroom. And pretty much just the house is in disarray. We are clean people. We like to keep our house a certain way. We understand that having a kid makes that hard, so we're lenient on some things. So my husband had a camera in the house. The camera was in for about 4 days. We noticed when she was home alone, she would enter our bedroom. However, we can't see exactly what she was doing in there due to the angle of the camera. I've brought it up to her that our bedroom door has been left open, and each time she responds, "I don't know how. I didn't go into your room." Or, "It was left open this morning." So I know she's lying straight to my face.
Denying it.
Now, to the main point of this story. Today, my husband calls me up and asks if I had Amy go into the room for any particular reason, and if I had asked for Amy to get something out of the nightstand. I said no. Then he tells me to go and check the camera, and I do. And it shows her going into the bedroom, over to my nightstand, then back out. She was in and out very quickly, didn't look around, only cracked the door enough for her to fit through, opened the drawer. You could hear it clear as day on the camera, and it's very unique sound since they're old solid oak nightstands. Then she walks out with something under her shirt. She knew exactly what she was doing, and like she has done before. She also clearly knew it was wrong since she was trying to hide it.
Right.
I immediately got upset and assumed she stole the cash that I had in there, but knew I'd have to wait to get home after work to double check. 15 minutes later, my husband calls again and says, "Go look at the fucking camera." And what do I see? Her rinsing my vibrator in the kitchen sink, not washing it with soap, sniffing it, and then drying it with our hand towel. Sniffing it again.
No!
Hiding it under her shirt again, and then going back to the room to put it away. The camera stopped recording
before
she came out. But we know she was in there for at least five times longer than when she grabbed it.
Effect, all this.
So we have no idea what she was doing.
I know what she was doing. What you do with a vibrator. Anyway, go ahead.
I am completely disgusted, astonished, violated, just no words. And what can make it worse? Just 2 days prior, she tested positive for a vaginal bacteria infection and was given two different medications.
No.
I have no idea how many times she has done this since she's been living with us for a month and the camera was only in the house for a few days now. I'm at a loss because I don't want her to be on the streets, but she's 100% lost my trust forever. Furthermore, she jeopardized my health, my husband's health, our relationship, and has proven to be completely mentally immature. I'm entirely sickened by this whole situation, and I don't know how I can ever have a normal friendship with her again.
Can't.
Bum, bum, boom.
I don't know how you recover from that either. Is there more?
Oh, there's updates.
Okay, but is that like where it initially ends?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's pause there.
Like,
go ahead.
Oh, yes, for reactions?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't come back from this.
No.
No, like it's beyond common sense not to use someone else's vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And she, yes, you got to go get tested, girl. Your husband has to get tested too. But that is a bizarre story that you're going to tell your healthcare provider.
Yeah.
You throw that out. There's no salvaging it. You go and you buy yourself a new one, and that's it. And you kick your friend out because she's not a friend. She's
no.
No. That's friends don't do that to each other. Just where's the bar? I think Jerry's episode was like, where is the bar? The bar is not that high. Just don't use your friend's vibrator. That's the pretty bar. Simple.
Yeah.
How are you playing devil's advocate to this?
I was going to ask, like, what if she didn't realize, like, the health? Like, she, you know, 21, she's not thinking straight. She's.
I was saying that off camera, like common sense stuff. Maybe, like, she might not have a lot of common sense of how health wise that could be very detrimental.
And she's like, well, I'm going to wash it off.
Regardless, it's wrong.
I don't think you should.
Really? I mean, I don't care really how old you are. I mean, maybe I'm off base. Let me know if I'm off base. But I'm pretty sure that it's
it's a pretty personal item. I just think it should 15. Belong to just you. But
yeah.
Yes. So do you think when she snuck in the room, was she like going for that? Was she stealing that the whole time? Like continually going to that drawer? Or was she looking for something else? She's like, oh, look at that.
Well, it sounds like she was kind of in and out, so she knew where it was. She knew what she was doing. Hid it under her shirt.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And she had been leaving the door open, so.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but like, did she go in her room? Like, I'm just strictly for that the first time she
went
there?
Oh, the very first time. Or was she snooping?
She got a vibrator.
The first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she saw it the first time and she's like, all right, got to go back in there.
Intrigued.
Again.
I'm trying to think of things that would possess a person to go and use somebody else's. 21, maybe too shy to go to the store and buy their own.
There's Amazon now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to like
has OP
throw some different, you know,
used it since.
Well,
during that time.
She doesn't say, but.
Well, she did say, I have no idea how or if she had used it before.
Because it's been like an entire month that she'd been living with them, right? Basically, or she was going to stay for a month.
Ooh,
and she is not your responsibility. You know, no matter how much of a friend she is, she's not your responsibility. Yep. So, I mean, I think that
the toddler and.
Right. Everything else, like up until that point, you know, the house being messy, her using your products, you could sit down and have a conversation with her about that and be like, hey, dude, listen, this is costing us quite a bit of money here. Yeah. We're going to need you to like either chip in or purchase your own things. Right. Like that would have been reasonable. But the vibrator, no.
That's beyond, way beyond the line.
Right.
Okay. So OP does give us two more updates, but let's start with update one, which was 2 days after posting. My husband and I discussed it, then waited for Amy to get home and asked her if she had anything she'd like to tell us. And she said, no. We then told her there was a camera in the house and we saw her going into the nightstand. She got real quiet. So I asked what she was doing. She took a while to respond. And after some pushing, she said it was awkward. She then told me that she was just curious to see what I used. I asked her what she meant, and she said, toys. I asked her why she didn't just ask me. I'm a very open person. She said she felt awkward about it, and then I asked her why she rinsed it after and sniffed it, and she said, well, because I touched it. I told her it doesn't make any sense why she would do any of that. Why wash it after handling it and not before? Why even go into my personal area in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, told her that she has to move out. The trust is completely gone. I don't feel comfortable having her in the house anymore. My husband was a champ. Every time I started to shut down, he took the conversation over and sealed the nail in the coffin.
Good for you. You're not a doormat, and your husband is supportive. Good job, I think.
Well, surprise, surprise. I got tested at urgent care recently, and I did test positive for the same infection that she has. Ooh. After days of asking for her to get test results for an HIV test done, I found out that she hasn't, and she doesn't plan on it. She is physically not at her place any longer, but we're trying to arrange for her to come get her stuff. There's still so much more to this story, but that would be a whole novel, and some of the details are just too personal to get into. My godson is mostly with the father now, and Amy is back with her mother. Second update, 2 months after posting, While arranging for her to come get her stuff, she made a comment that I interpreted her as admitting to actually using it, not just figuring out the brand. My husband had decided that we're not going to be able to keep this thing any longer. So
of course.
I wrapped it up and I gave it to her as a present and said, well, I can't use this anymore, and handed it off. She might be fine with sharing toys, but I 100% am not. Disgusting.
No.
Now she is going around town saying that I kicked her out because I thought she was trying to sleep with my husband, which is another flat out lie.
I mean, it's less embarrassing than, she kicked me out because I was using her vibrator.
Yeah.
So, of course, she's going to lie. I mean.
Especially if it's a small town.
Right.
You know what I mean? That just.
You just set the record straight. Quick. You know, you got the truth on your side. You say, well, you want to see the camera proof? Because I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And the final update, which was. Looks like 6 months after, my blood test results came back negative for everything. So the only thing she gave me was the infection. She went to my other friends and asked if she was talking shit or if I was talking shit. So she is definitely still invested and worried about what people are thinking about her. I'm not sure if she knows that I know the lies she's been telling around town, but I don't care either way. She's out of my life, drama free. And now I don't have anybody stealing my vibrators.
Good update. Well, she sounds really mature. She sounds like she really took the higher ground, didn't get into it. And my guess is, like, with these kind of people, a lot of times everybody knows, like, this kind of person's character. Even if she were to spout off these lies, people probably are not going to believe her. The OP sounds very responsible, very mature, in a very committed, loving relationship with her husband. They seem to be on the same page. Other people in their friend groups are going to know that, right? So I doubt people would even believe Amy, not me, if she were to spout those lies. So good for you for taking the high road. I don't know that I would have been so nice. I probably would have, you know, if somebody asked me, I probably would have put it out there and said, well, this is why.
Yeah.
This is it. But yes, I would, if I were Amy, I would be embarrassed too. You just don't do that. You just don't.
That's such personal. That's a personal violation. Like, you know, if somebody steals from you a brace in your house, you know that feeling like I was violated?
Yeah.
If somebody went into my room or into our drawers.
Right.
Can't get much more
personally violated.
Physically violated than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Whew. I've tried to find anybody to, you know, go the other direction and be like, nah, it's totally cool. Just wash it. You're good.
No. Yeah. What's the top comment? What does everybody else say? Are they as flabbergasted as I am? It's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Flabbergasted.
What a guess.
What are they saying?
I'm getting okay. I was so far down in the Reddit. I had to
scroll faster.
Okay. Here I am. I mean, the top comment is immediately change your bedroom doorknob. This was pre updates, right?
Right.
Change your doorknob. Start with locking it with a key that you need to get inside. Throw away the vibrator. Handle it with gloves. Tell her you know what she's been doing in your bedroom and with your things. You're not stupid. You and your husband know what you do. Don't tell her about the camera. Just come in, as a matter of fact, with no other explanation for the occurrences. Don't give her any wiggle room. Verbally back her up against the wall and tell her you're done.
Like, what? Like, did they say, like, kick her out, though? Right? Like, have her move out? Why are you going through all that work to change your doorknob if she's not going to have access to your house anymore?
Yeah. So, yes, a lot of that. Throw your vibrator away. Buy a new vibrator and a new hand towel.
Oh, yeah.
And new eyes. And a new camera. And an incinerator. And a new friend. You know, they just kept...
Yeah, kept on going.
Yeah, and I think it may have... Not saying it may have made the decision easier too, because she had the toddler, but she knew that she had her mom there to support too, right?
Right.
And sounds like her dad in the story too. Took so it's kiddo. Not like you're get out of here. We don't care about the toddler. It was they knew that you also have outside support,
right,
for the toddler, even though we're telling you to move out. So, because that
makes it a little easier.
Yeah, because that would suck too, right?
Yeah. Like,
got to get out. I don't care what you do with your kid, but they're like, no, you have obviously your mom can take care of it. Your dad can help take care of the toddler. And
yeah. Any other funny comments?
You should have told her that you had herpes.
Yeah. What gross. A insane, ridiculous story to end on.
What a high note.
Nice. That was a high note. You didn't disappoint, my friend.
Well, good. You good. I'm glad.
That one was wild. That one felt like a too hot take story to me.
Right from the beginning, too. Title right to the face. That was good. You said that as soon as
Yeah. Well, we have not had any roommates as bad as that.
Nope. I have been, so, I've not lucked out. I kind of chose the route, but I've had great roommates from freshman year through senior year of college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had good roommates.
Feel pretty fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
What else? You got anything? Any other hot topics?
Have you ever had a... Well, it's not a roommate thing, but just like a house or an apartment that you live in and somebody else's friend is something ridiculously crazy. I only say that I have one.
Yeah, like what?
My roommate's friend, this is when we were living in the apartments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just had to get up. I had to take a pee at like 3 a.m. I opened the door and he is on the floor in the bathroom with my socks. Somehow he got my socks from my room, put it in the toilet, and he was trying to plunge my socks in the toilet.
What?
I was like, Jeff, what are you doing? He's like, huh? Get the hell out of here. Why are my socks in the toilet? Why are you plunging my socks in the toilet?
What?
And then he went to bed. Jeff. I was like, what the? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he intoxicated?
Just, oh, yeah.
Big oh, time. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. He just did not have any idea what was going on. So did you have to reach in there and grab the socks? Yeah, so what did you do?
My own damn socks. I had to go in the toilet,
was
get
it
my own soggy
messy
socks.
Was it water or was it clean water?
It was clean water.
Okay.
Just the concept of it, though.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I had. That and Jared.
Jared,
don't
yeah.
be a Jared.
We once, well, remember Sarah? So Sarah lived with us for a while, right? Sarah was our roommate. Sarah once dated someone, and after they broke up, we saw this person drive by our house mm-hmm. in sunglasses and a wig a few times.
Yes, very
that
true.
That was funny. I mean, also made me feel a little bit like, what's going on here?
There was some mental health issues there,
yeah.
And unfortunately, it did not go well.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that was all, there was nothing more serious or dangerous or anything
yeah,
like that.
But that's neat. Stalkers. Oh.
Good one.
Good topic.
Good one.
Stalkers. We're going to talk about that. Yeah. So that was okay. That was all about roommates tonight.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah. Do you have any crazy comments or stories in the comments?
Please write in. We'd love to talk about anything you guys want to talk about. You can just throw topic ideas at us. You can situations that you're dealing with, relationship advice you need, whatever you want.
How do they write in, Matt?
You can find our link tree on our Instagram bio. It's right there.
All right. Yep. Perfect.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe.
Bye.
Love you.
See ya.
Did you just say love you?
Oh, yeah.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.